Hey, hookers, you're listening to Eat My Pagan Ass with Carmen Kickass and Lucky Licious. This is Kate, their number one fan. Number one fan.
Number one fan.
Number one fan. Number one fan. Number one fan. By the way, Ted, read your Bible properly, hon.
Welcome to Eat My Pagan Ass.
Eat my pagan ass, bitches.
Eat it!
No.
I just gotta stick this rod in the hole over here.
Ouch!
Bend over.
Kids.
We're just having fun, people.
Eat it!
Now, now, now!
Hey, everybody, this is Carmen Kickass.
Hey, mother... Oh, I better stop swearing.
Go ahead.
No.
This is Eat My Pagan Ass.
I know, Eat My Pagan Eat Ass. It. Episode number six.
Six.
I'm Lucky Licious. Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
And this is Carmen Kickass.
I'm Lucky Licious, and yeah, this is, like Carmen said, this is episode number six, The Sign of the Beast.
Beast! Woohoo!
What do you think about all this crazy hype lately about 666, June 6th, 2006?
I know. At 6 o'clock.
The end of the world.
606. Didn't we have 666 100 years ago?
No.
1906?
No.
1966?
Well, kind
of. I mean, we're only sixes.
Yeah.
Or 2,000 years ago.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And maybe it was the right word, hype.
Well, you know, I went to go see The Omen.
Yeah, I wanted to see it that night because of the hype.
Of course, but of course.
I thought the lines would be too long.
They were very long, and the crowds were very rowdy, and people just were getting nasty, and I was like, the devil's in charge!
They were chaos! Scared.
Yeah, it was really
crazy.
They
were all scared.
But you know what, though? It was really kind of fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
You know, when you don't let it... Like, when you can ride the wave, so to speak, mm-hmm. and the wave doesn't ride you. Because you see how scared everybody is, and it's fun, because, ooh, this is exciting.
Speaking of riding waves...
I'm Popeye the Sailor.
Oh, don't go into Fleet Week, I'll kill you.
How did Fleet Week go?
That was pretty productive, pretty good.
Yeah, we missed you last episode.
Well,
you were busy.
Yeah. The Marines are waiting for me, you know. The Marines make men. I have to help out.
Uh-huh. Got any good stories?
Well, all right, I'll tell you a tame one.
Okay.
We're hanging out at the local bar.
What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning?
And we're talking to these guys.
Way, hey, that's right.
And one of them said, hey.
Way, hey, that's right.
Do you know these two chicks named Carmen and I?
Way, hey, up she rises early in the morning.
Carmen and I?
I, that's my girlfriend's initial.
Oh, okay.
I looked at her, I said, that's us. Their friends had told them from the year before about us.
No
and they
way.
Said to go to the bar and look us up.
Uh-oh.
But they said because we were fun.
Oh,
and
shit.
All, yeah.
You are fun. Not I wish I was a Marine.
Not because we were sluts or anything.
No, of course not.
No.
I wish I was a straight Marine in town.
Yeah, well, you could put on a uniform, play the game.
Well, no.
Nah.
So, yeah, 666 came and went.
Yeah.
Came and went.
I was
a little bit of a beast on that day.
You were.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I have a boyfriend, and we play around.
Also, he saw your beast?
He saw my beast. My beast was unleashed. Unleash your inner beast. You know what, though? What was really stupid about all that? You know who? One of our listeners, Phoenix. What's his name? Phoenix something from Arizona.
Fluffy, that guy?
No. He's a... Fluffy.
Hi, Fluffy.
Hi, Fluffy. By the way, that intro was from Kate in... I don't know where she is. Somewhere down south, I think. Anyway.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Thank you.
Love you. Thanks for the intro. That was our first thing. Also, Kate.
And she writes great emails.
She does write great emails, but she set us up with an Odeo. Odeo? You know what that is? Odeo.com. You can now go to Odeo.com and leave us voice messages at eatmypaganass at Odeo, whatever it is. And
whatever it is. Like, there's a fuss enough.
I'm not sure it works, but Kate, call us in and tell our users how to, tell our listeners how to use it, because I'm not really sure myself. She seems like a very fun girl.
Yeah.
I want to meet her. Kate, we want to meet you. We love you.
Not eat you, meet you.
Oh, damn. That's a different show. God.
Fleet Week is still on the brain.
Fleet Week. It's not just in your brain, is it, honey? You need a tissue.
Yeah, so we could do that. We'll email you, Kate, and we'll ask you to close.
You know, Kate is actually in the inner sanctum now. She knows our real names.
She does.
Yep.
She knows too much.
That's what I told her.
We're going to have to kill her.
Mm-hmm. But she's not a virginal Mexican boy, so it's no good to you. Can you still get your life force off women?
I'll try. You can try.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, we'll see. You never know.
Hey, Kate.
Maybe I'll look less manly. Well, not in that part. So, Kate, don't be afraid. You're safe.
I'm afraid.
You're not Mexican.
So, you know, when I grew up, you know, it's really funny. A lot of pagans kind of come into this after already going through different religions, being raised with you were raised in a Christian Catholic group, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you still have a lot of, but you had a positive thing, because you're the way the Catholicism was brought to you, because you still have like saints around and candles, and you mentioned
my mother's saints. Those are the saints that she had, and after she passed, I wasn't just going to dump them.
Oh, these are her actual things.
Yeah, that's her stuff.
Would she pray to them? Or?
She would pray to them, and St. Martin over there, the black one, he was an affirmative action.
He has a big dick.
He was an affirmative action saint.
Yeah?
When they had all that stuff about affirmative action in the 60s or whatever.
Oh, they canonized a black saint. That's awesome.
Awesome!
Yeah!
He should be a saint because he's a saint, not because he's black.
I know, but if they didn't have any black saints before,
They didn't.
Well, and what about Lazarus? Isn't there a black Lazarus?
Also in the Catholic Church.
Wait a minute.
If you wanted, when you were growing up, did you ever see black nuns or black priests?
I saw Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg. I will follow him. Follow him.
I'm making a face, folks. No, well,
what about all those crazy?
They would send all the black nuns to like Africa and all that, and the ones that you saw were like the teachers and the nurses. You know, now it's a little different. Same thing. You never saw a black priest. It was the Catholic Church was very racist.
I saw a black priest naked.
Oh yeah, do tell.
Well, you know. You know how it is when you're around lucky. You just can't resist my pagan charms.
That's why they're called lucky.
Well, but what about Black Lazarus or Black Madonna?
God?
They're black.
Yeah, but that's more for the...
What about the Black Jesus? I see Black Jesus everywhere here in
Jesus
New York City.
Was black.
On Harlem. Huh? On Harlem, he was black.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like in the 60s or whatever,
this
is when this black stuff with the black St. Martin and all this other stuff and the black Madonna, that's recently brought out.
Well, see, so it was a good thing. Cause look, a black guy from Africa was almost the Pope. He was like a candidate for the Pope.
How
cool would that? Except he was scary. They're all scary in Africa.
They're all scary, whatever.
They're really backwards.
This guy they have now, wasn't he a former
And by they, I mean the Roman Catholic priests in Africa, as presented in the media, and according to the things that I read.
Right. It's not always positive.
Not trying to generalize or anything, but...
No, but going back, I was brought up pretty... You know, we were Catholic, but you didn't have to be Catholic. That's just what we were. And then I was trying to find different religions. Remember we were talking about Jehovah's Witnesses a little while ago? I checked them out, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I checked them out. What else?
I checked out a few cute Jehovah's Witnesses before.
No, not that way.
Oh.
No, the religion.
Oh, the religion.
You know, but, you know... Nothing. You know, suited me. So here I am.
I don't want to change the subject, but can I talk about the Jehovah's Witnesses for a second?
Right. You know, they're
that was a segue. Oh, right. So, you know, I read this magazine called Awake. What?
You read it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you gotta know what the enemy is saying.
Yeah.
I have seen some really nasty.
I like the Watchtower.
Oh, that's what I wanted.
I like the Watchtower.
That's a better magazine. Awake is
really
family oriented.
Awake is more of a news magazine.
Yeah.
Watchtower is more spiritual.
It was in Watchtower that they had this whole thing on Wicca. Did you ever see it? It was like 2.5 years ago or a year ago.
No.
They had a whole edition of their magazine issue.
Are?
Yeah, basically that it's the devil, or I don't know if it was the devil. I don't know if they believe in the devil, but it was definitely like, this is not Jehovah.
They believe in the devil.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
So then this was devil worship, and that this is part of Satan's plan to lure people away from Jehovah, and Wicca, and all this. It was an awful article. I have to find that. I know I saved it somewhere.
Well, you could write them and get a copy back up. Send them 10 cents.
Well, I love to pick up this shit. I pick up their magazines, and I pick up, you know, all the little Bible tracts that people pass out, because that's one less person that they're going to reach if I take it.
So you're really, like, you know, blocking.
Yeah, you know.
A couple of weeks ago? Maybe it was a week ago, I don't know. I was in the laundromat as usual, you know, doing my little meditative thing, staring at the suds.
Masturbating.
And this Jehovah's Witness came over and asked me if I wanted a magazine. I said, sure, give me. I don't think she's ever had anybody so enthusiastically accept a magazine from her.
Why? Why were you so excited? Because you're
bored?
Because,
like you, I like to read all this stuff, you know.
You got to stay into it.
To me, it's interesting read.
Yeah.
You know, and this particular copy was, Is There Such a Thing as a Devil?
Ooh, that's interesting.
It's in my car. I'll bring it. I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when I'm waiting for the alternate side of the street to change, I read in the car.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a library in there. And I have two copies of Awake and Watchtower.
Oh. It also makes good toilet paper when you're done with it.
Definitely. Just wet it a little.
Yeah. Well, up where I live, they have, you know, it's a very strong Hispanic neighborhood, up where, Dominican mostly, but, you know, other Hispanic groups. And they have these really huge, huge Catholic festivals up there. So they had this thing, like, maybe a month ago, where they bring out the Virgin Mary, the statue of Mary, and they process her all around, and then they brought her down through the park this time in this neighborhood. And there was a huge crowd of people who were there to receive her blessings and all this stuff. And I was walking my dog, and I noticed what was happening, and I noticed the pamphlets that they had on the ground, so I picked one up. It was all in Spanish, and fortunately, after, you know, our trip to Cabo, I can entiendo mucho español. So I was reading this, and it was all about 666 and the end Armageddon, and about barcodes being implanted in your forehead. It was wild, but listen.
Isn't that crazy stuff?
It is crazy, but first of all, I just loved reading it in Spanish because it was shoved down my throat the entire time when I was a born-again Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was very interesting, and I got, you know, I did get kind of upset, just like you did just now. Yeah. I was kind of like, what is with this bullshit? Why
are
people talking about it?
I don't get upset. I just think it's so stupid.
Yeah.
The
interesting thing, though, is...
Although, you know, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I don't begrudge anybody for having their religion or whatever. And a lot of their festivals are beautiful and fun.
Right.
The thing that makes me crazy is when people become so stupid about it.
Mm.
They've just become ridiculous. When, like, at work, there was a poster about condoms or something. And there's two gay men on the poster.
That was me. I'm one of them.
I thought I recognized that guy.
That was my dick.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So this born-again Christian woman says to me, oh, they shouldn't show that here because of the children and blah, blah, blah. And then I said, well, it's a fact of life. What's wrong with showing it? And they're talking about condoms. And oh, my God, she went off on this tangent about being gay and that it's evil. And then I said, well, if it's evil, why did God create it? And she is born again. Let me use her logic against her, right?
Mm-hmm.
She says, oh, no. They didn't, the God didn't create, the devil did.
Oh,
I said, since when does the devil create?
He just destroys a Greek
mythology. I said, you're all wrong. She was so... I said, so you don't like gay people? Is that what you're saying? So she goes, no. Because now she had a... And I said, well, then I guess you don't like me.
So she, good for you.
So then she said, oh, she says to me, you're gay? I said, well, now that you ask, I am. Yeah.
You did not get out.
Yeah, I told her that.
Oh, God,
so,
I love you. You're
but
my
she
hero.
Just upset me with her. And this is what, going back, this is what bothers me about some religions. It's not, you can be whatever religion you want to be.
Right.
I'm not, you know.
Right. We don't hold that
but
against
I, what them. I don't like is when people become stupid.
Yeah.
When it divides people. Why do you hate this person? You don't even know them. Just mm-hmm. because they're gay, it's wrong. And mm-hmm. it's from the devil and all this nonsense. You know, that's what bothers me. You know, well, I'll get off my soapbox.
No, it's a great soapbox, and I applaud you for doing that. I think, you know.
No, I have to find out at work. I'm listening around to see if the rumor has spread.
That you're.
I haven't heard anything yet.
You know,
so funny.
You know, the woman I that you hate all the time.
Yeah.
She's gonna come on to you now.
Yeah, really. Yeah. No, well, actually, me and her have become very good friends.
See, she heard the rumor.
Maybe that's it. She was hanging out by my desk today, and she doesn't hang out. And she was sitting there.
Well, there's two. Let's talk about stupidity a little bit more.
I'm an expert.
Well, me too. The our listener Phoenix. I'm sorry, Phoenix. I'm getting your name wrong, but he's in Arizona. He's in Phoenix, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote to us that on 666, June 6th,
mm-hmm.
that there were no cesarean sections or
right.
anything like that. Any births, planned births, planned
right.
for that day. Because of the fear of the Antichrist being born.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so retarded. And listen, it doesn't stop there. You've heard about the new cervical cancer vaccine. It was just approved today,
mm-hmm.
June 8th.
Yay!
By the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a vaccine that protects against human papillomavirus, which causes, or four types of the virus, which cause cervical cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, hundreds of thousands of lives are going to be saved every year as a result of this.
Yeah.
Not to mention, HPV also does cause certain STDs like genital warts.
Mm.
It will prevent that. And that's a problem, especially for people who are immunocompromised. Like people
so you're
with HIV.
Telling me that these fanatics
the,
are against...
The Christian right has been mounting a campaign against, not just in this country, too, throughout the world, the conservatives, saying that, okay, this vaccine is good in that it prevents cervical cancer, but because it actually prevents against a sexually transmitted disease, it promotes promiscuity among young children, because young children are the ones who need to receive, they need to get the vaccine before they become sexually active, because it only prevents infection. It doesn't protect you after you've already been infected. So you've got to give it to people. So the logical thing to do, if you have no issue with vaccines, and mm-hmm. for the most part... Some people do.
But
there's some,
not
whatever.
Religious reasons.
There's no problem. The target is to give this vaccine to young children. So they want to make this a mandatory part of the vaccines that you get. Measles, rumps?
Yeah. All right.
Measles, mumps, rubella.
Right.
And HPV.
Makes sense.
All right. But they don't want to do that. So... The pharmaceutical company Merck and Company that is producing the vaccine has had to spend, I imagine, tons of money, and they've got to, in some way, be appeasing this group, this lobby group, to reach a compromise now, where they're saying, okay, it's okay to give the vaccine to children, but only with parental consent. Okay, I have no problem with that.
Of course, yeah.
And probably most parents are going to say, fine, because how is a child doesn't know what the fucking HPV vaccine is.
Yeah,
give
it's
it
like,
a vaccine.
I could just see a five-year-old, oh, I can get laid now, I got my vaccine.
Right.
They don't even know.
You know
all they know is they're getting this vaccine.
Nobody knows right now that HPV causes cervical cancer. And Merck has had to launch, you know, Just Tell Someone campaign now. It's on mm-hmm. television, radio, internet. Just tell someone, did you know that HPV causes cervical cancer? That's coming from Merck, because no one knows. It's so retarded. And that's, you know, that's because of our educational system and all the stigma on sex education and
sex
STD education.
Sex is such a taboo. Like,
you know what, kids? If you need a sex education, you come to Carmen and Lucky. We're going to have special
Wear a little Marine uniform.
Okay.
Or the hat.
If you're 18 years or older. We'll do a special series for kids that's not explicit, and we'll talk about these things. But anyway, we're back to the Jehovah's Witnesses, and I found a couple interesting articles. You know, we had the interview with Freya Aswin last episode, which was fabulous, and she mentioned that she's getting into the Mayan calendar and studying the Mayan culture. Now, she's gone through a period where she just concentrated on the Nordic stuff and Odin and all that stuff, and now she's branching out and studying other things.
Nice.
So she mentioned the Mayan calendar, and I thought it was very interesting that when I picked up the April 2006 issue of Awake by the Jehovah's Witnesses. In the very back, they have a message from JK in Poland.
They're all over the world, and not just here.
About the Mayan calendar. And apparently, Awake had run some kind of article discussing the Mayan calendar. And JK in Poland says, you know, this article made me do some research on the internet. I found that there is a close connection between the Maya calendar and astrology. Now, astrology is just the big evil.
Heavens. Yeah, oh my God.
That's the big evil in Jehovah's and most Christian things. I feel that publishing articles such as this could induce readers to become interested in astrology and the magical arts. So then the magazine responds, you know, that's not our intention, of course. We were just talking about the blah, blah, blah.
So this guy's against an open mind. Is that it? He's afraid that somebody's going to learn something?
Right. It's just funny how
No, wait, look. He's from Poland.
I love Polish people. They have big penises. Madge Weinstein right now is doing a tour from Yeast Radio, is doing a tour of Romania. And all she talks
about...
Madge Weinstein. She's a fat, bloated lesbian. Yeastradio.com.
I don't know her.
Yeah, yeah. She's funny, hilarious, and she's always talking about politics and she's angry. She's an angry,
she's
fat,
like,
bloated lesbian.
And
she's in Eastern Europe right now, and she keeps talking about how big the penises are, and like everywhere she goes, there's like hay piles, and they're shooting porno
movies. Well, I know, like the Eastern.
I bet you.
Check me out. I know.
I bet you know.
I should have said it that way. of what I heard, like the Eastern European countries?
Yeah.
Schlong City.
Well, I haven't actually slept around with that many people. Let me be honest.
You're such a liar.
Listen, but the people I have slept with all have big dongers.
From Eastern Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, what's going on?
Well, you can't have everything, I guess. No, but they're all smart, too. This misconception about Poles being stupid,
was from Hitler's day when he...
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
He started, you know, he wanted...
So people who are telling Polish jokes are endorsing Nazi fascism.
Yeah, so stop.
Stop telling Polish jokes and suck some Polish dick.
That's where it started.
You know, Polish women have big boobs, too. I bet guys like that.
Let me think.
They're good in
bed. I know a few... Well, Polish people are big, you know?
Strong like bull.
I think Polish people are very good-looking as well.
Yeah, that's some good, healthy stock there.
The men are very handsome, know.
Czech.
I can't say 100%, but, you know,
right.
I think the Polish men are very handsome.
We should look into some, like, Polish pagan traditions. Like, what did the Poles practice back in the day before Christianity? Because now it's a Christian country, but
there was a time
when it wasn't.
They're not pagan anymore because on Beltane they would get, like, the tallest guy in the town and put a ribbon around him and dance, the maypole.
Big enough.
Corny!
Speaking of...
he would lay down, actually.
Rituals like that. Did you know that they're making a remake of The Wicker Man?
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, I saw the preview while I was seeing The Omen on 666. There was this preview for The Wicker Man, and it's got Nicolas Cage as the police officer.
Cool.
And Ellen Burstyn.
I like her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. I can't wait to see
that.
Did you see the original? You've seen the original,
yeah.
Right? There are a couple of versions. There's like a British version and an American version. Apparently the British version is like a lot better.
I don't know.
A friend of mine told me about that.
I don't like
from Missouri. Another, but a pagan from Missouri named Alaric. He told me about that.
I want to see that.
I want to see the British version now. But yeah, I definitely want to see the remake. I bet it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Email us.
Wait. I have to read the Awake's response to the Mayan calendar.
Okay, yeah.
In the brief article to which you refer, we reported on the ancient Maya, whose skill... Maya. Is that what they called them? They were actually called the Maya?
The Maya.
Okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Whose skillful calculation of time helped produce an amazingly accurate calendar.
Yes.
True. Mm-hmm. More accurate than ours. The fact that this calendar was used in divination, which is acknowledged in the article, should in no way induce our readers to become interested in a study of astrology. Occasionally, we receive... Oh, this is really cool, and this ties into the next thing I want to talk about. Occasionally, we receive similar questions regarding artwork that appears in our publications, depictions of idols, religious symbols, or spiritistic objects. What the hell is a spiritistic object? Like spiritism?
A magic wand or something.
My dog tried to eat my rune wand this morning while I was doing a rune banishing.
Really?
I was so upset with him. I was like, this is not a toy. This is not your stick. Do not fetch. And he kept trying to go after it. Anyway, depictions of idols, religious symbols, or spiritistic objects are not meant to arouse.
They use the word arouse. Ooh. He doesn't butt it. He said arouse.
Curiosity. But to remove any... so their goal is to remove any mystique that surrounds these things and to caution our readers not to have anything to do with them. Many of the comments we have received indicate that our articles and artwork have had such a beneficial effect.
Oh. These people are so lame.
They are stupid, but listen to this.
You know why the Mayan calendar ends in 2012?
Why?
Because that was just a cutoff point. What are they going to go into, infinity? It's just a cutoff point, for God's sakes. The calendar was...
But isn't it like a return of a cycle?
But for them, 2012 was like...
A billion years into the future.
Yeah, like that was so... They never thought that they would even arrive. You know what I mean?
They didn't. they're
not
gone.
For them. Thanks to Mr. Cortez and his pals.
Didn't the Mayans just disappear before that? Didn't they
I'm thinking of the Aztecs.
Yeah, no, the Mayans just like disappeared.
Yeah, nobody knows what happened.
Before the Aztecs, they were just like gone.
Somebody fucked up the calendar, and they thought it was 2012.
That shit really interesting.
There's one Mayan left, and he's laughing.
I've had visions.
No, I was thinking of the Aztecs.
Toltecs.
Sorry.
I had a Mesoamerican civilization class in college, and while taking that class, it was just one class, so no expert, whatever. And I barely passed the course because I really didn't read the text that much, but because I was on drugs. I was smoking too much pot and acting. I was acting. So anyway... I used to envision, though, I read all about this calendar, and I was envisioning what it was like to be the king, which was the priest king, and to have your entire year planned out according to what day it was, and what symbols were active, and what that meant, and what kind of rituals you need to do to appease the gods and nature and the ancestors, and that's what you did when you were king of the
Mayans
back
then. Did you have your life mapped out for you?
Literally, everything.
Literally.
Day to day, everything's
tonight
planned.
You will wake up at 11 a.m.
Right. If you wake before then, it will
You're
be a bad
die.
Omen.
Yeah,
right.
It's crazy.
Crazy. But
they had the ancient civilizations really had just their astronomy down pat.
Isn't that awesome, though?
I went to Chichen Itza last year, and we went to this observatory they had. Mm-hmm. This thing was like, I don't know how many thousands of years old, but it was the most amazing observation point. I was looking up, and you could see the star. It was amazing.
Where was this? At the Navy Yard?
No. This is
with your back on the deck with 20 sailors fucking you.
No, that was the year before.
Oh, yeah.
And I was looking at the stars because I was on my back. No, but Chichen Itza.
In Mexico.
Yeah, in the Yucatan. I forget the name of the town.
Oh, we gotta go. We gotta do a podcast. We gotta walk to the top of a Mayan pyramid and do a podcast.
No, I'll never do that again.
Oh, why?
I got to listen to this story. This is way back. I never even knew. I never even knew that there were pyramids in Mexico. So we decided to take this trip. I'll show you the pictures. They're somewhere in my closet. So we went to this...
Carmen's Closet. Now that's a podcast.
The pictures are hilarious. So some of them I had to destroy. Anyway, so we get to this place and all these pyramids and all blah, blah. So people are climbing the pyramids. So I climbed the pyramids and we're going up. And the steps were so old. They were like worn.
Yeah.
But I was able to get up on the top on my hands and my
on your knees.
Arms, you know.
Okay.
Get to the top, and all right, and me and my friends take a picture. We did a pyramid of ourselves, so there's a pyramid on top of the pyramid. And we're hanging out, we're having a lot of fun.
How very pagan.
It's time to come down. I couldn't fucking get down.
Why not?
Because I'm scared of heights, first of all. I'm fucking 10,000 feet up in the air in some fucking ruin, some pyramid. And I'm looking, and I swear to God, I was going to throw myself down. Like, I was like, fuck it. I don't care anymore. I couldn't get down. So this guy comes over. He says, what's the matter? I go, I can't get down. So he says, but you're on top. How do you know you can't get down? I says, I can't. I'm looking, and it's the slope. And there are no real steps. So he says, I'll help you. So we get down, and we finally made it to the bottom. It took us like 2 hours. It was the most horrific experience I ever had. After that, I couldn't go skiing. I was traumatized from this fucking pyramid. So now, last year, we go to Chichen Itza. There's more pyramid. And my girlfriend wants to go. I said, you go. I'm not going near those pyramids. But these pyramids were cool because they were more cut out. The steps were cut out. Yeah. And what I liked about these pyramids were they had like these snakes on the side, and then the solstice...
Quetzalcoatl? No, that's Aztec.
The sun would come down and the rippling effect, and it looked like the snakes
were
moving. It was really cool, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, really cool. I said, I'm not going up there.
See, like, think about the person who thought of that when they designed that pyramid.
These people were amazing. The things that they did.
Look at our architecture now. It's like,
oh, this blows. The stuff that, and it was done, and the reason they were able to do these beautiful monuments and cities is because they wanted to keep the population busy. Because if they were idle, they would start to think. And if they start to think, they'll revolt. So when they weren't building pyramids, they were shining up this, they were doing that, they were, you know, and they had this... type of game where they played soccer, and they were it was like a soccer game.
I've seen it, and right, where they wear the hoop on the belt,
and yeah,
they have to
and whoever through. Whoever lost would be sacrificed. It
what?
Was really, yeah, it was really.
I like that game.
You gotta
game.
Go there. It's
hey, next
Chichen Itza, you have to go
next Lunasa. Mm-hmm. Where you know you have the Teltian games.
Oh God, so we're gonna cut off somebody's head.
Yeah, we'll kill someone. We'll sacrifice someone to Lu. All
right, that's
or tell to you. Yeah, she's the one who died for Lou. All right.
Well, anyway.
Sounds awesome. So I'm glad you got down. You had your little own little psycho.
I couldn't
combos.
Get down, and then my jive friends. Well, actually, we started dating, and
really?
He lived in New York.
Aww.
And on the way down, we got to know each other. But I'm ashamed to say this.
What?
But I didn't want to continue to date him because he was an exterminator. But he was really nice. He was so very handsome, very nice. Traveled a lot, funny as hell, and how could I be so shallow?
Now, what was the thing about it? Was it the chemicals, the roaches, or the fact that he killed bugs?
It just creeped me out.
Were you afraid that he was going to bring bugs home?
No, just creeped me out. I was just being an asshole.
Infect your coochie with maggots or something?
No.
You were just a snob.
Yeah, I was an asshole. Nice person.
Oh, I was an asshole too.
You know? And you want to kick yourself when you do things. This wasn't in Chichen Itza. This was somewhere else. I forget the name of it. This was outside of Mexico City. I forget the name of the town. It was cool, though. All the pyramids. And I never knew they had pyramids back then.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
Well, you knew about Egyptian pyramids, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
let's go do a Mayan pyramid tour. You don't have to go up, but you can podcast from your laptop at the bottom, and I'll podcast at the top.
That'd be cool. That'd be fabulous. Wear headphones.
Yeah.
All right.
So in this issue, too, they have this article of Awake that it says, the Bible's viewpoint, did Jesus really die on a cross? And they have this whole, actually, it was enlightening that I read about this, because they mentioned that most Roman crucifixions or executions by hanging were conducted on straight poles, like telephone poles.
Right, yeah.
And that this mention of it being two pieces of wood nailed together in the shape of a cross is very unique. But I just have to read this thing. You know how Jehovah's Witnesses hate idols? Now, pagans, we love idols. Yeah. Why do we love idols? Because we don't have to do so much fucking work thinking up things. We decide,
we're
okay.
We're visual people.
Yeah.
You know, like, we like to look at something.
We don't think that this representation of Lazarus.
See, that's baby Jesus.
Who's the black guy again?
St. Martin.
Let's talk about him. I like him.
Yeah.
He's
big
cool. Dick. And so this
my
is not...
My father gave that to my mother.
I bet he did.
His black morcilla. No, the St. Martin.
Bow, bow. All right. So this is not really St. Martin, but this is just something for your brain to latch. Pagans do not worship the sun. Pagans do not worship a rock. Pagans worship the idea of divinity within those objects and within ourselves. That's another key thing. We believe we are divine. We are not cursed. We are not the product of sin and evil. We are divine and we are made of God and we have God within us and our lives are part of God's adventure.
But that's why Christianity wants you to think you're part, you're evil, because they want to keep you down. That's another manipulative way of keeping the people down, just like the Mexican, the Mayans, or whoever, used to keep the people working night and day so they wouldn't think.
You know, it'd be awesome if the church just got over it.
They won't.
Just imagine how awesome they would be if they really became...
They don't need to do anything. We do. The church doesn't have to do shit. If I want to make my life better, I'll do it. I'm not going to wait for the Pope to change his mind.
Especially this one.
No, really. If you want the world to be better, you make it better. Don't wait for someone to change a law or whatever. You do it.
You do it. And as you know, my mother used to be Catholic, and then she fell away from the church. She revolted. She was like Martin Luther. She hated it. And then she became a very radical born-again Christian. But
very strange.
Strange, but...
No, if you hate Catholic religion and then you go into this right-wing, so to speak.
Well, the thing about the right-wing thing that appealed to her was suddenly being allowed to have that direct connection to God. You didn't have to go through a priest anymore. And the guy, the pastor, standing up in front of the congregation preaching from the Bible was just like you. It's a lot like witchcraft, you know, where the high priestess, if you're in the right kind of coven, you acknowledge that the high priestess ain't nobody special. Aside from, like... If they're
she's
a great person.
She's just a spokesperson because you can't have 13 people speaking at once.
Right.
So the high priestess or high priest
it's
will
practicality.
Do the speaking. That's all.
Yeah.
And anybody can facilitate.
The biggest lesson from the God, what's it called? The charge of the goddess is, if that which thou seekest, thou findest not within you. Something blah, 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 whatever. But basically that the answers to all of your questions are within. Just go within, find peace with yourself, embrace love, and accept the answers that you are receiving.
There's a really
let yourself change.
Good book on that. It's called Three Magic Words. I forgot.
I love you. Are those the three magic words?
I am God. That's I gave away the ending, but it's a good book. I forgot who wrote it. I'm looking on my bookshelf to see if I can see it. Get that book. It's very good. It's called Three Magic Words.
I never read it.
It's a very nice book. It's old. Let me see if I can find it. I'll be back. Keep talking.
All right, while she's looking for it, I'll tell you about this article.
Yeah.
So the Jehovah's Witnesses hate idols. So they talk about this.
They don't watch American Idol?
Yeah. A more important issue for true Christians should be the propriety of venerating the instrument used to kill Jesus. So this is an attack against the Catholics who depict Jesus as dead on a cross, okay? Whether it was an upright single torture stake, a cross, an arrow, a lance, or a knife, should such an instrument be used in worship? And this is great. They really take it to hyperbole here. Suppose a loved one of yours was brutally murdered and the weapon was submitted to the court as evidence. Would you try to gain possession of the murder weapon, take photographs of it, and print many copies for distribution?
Yeah.
Would you produce replicas of this weapon in various sizes? Would you then fashion some of them into jewelry? Or would you have these reproductions commercially manufactured and sold to friends and relatives to be venerated? Likely you would be repulsed at the idea, yet these very things have been done with the cross. So... I thought that was interesting.
Amen.
Amen. You know...
No, they don't like any... When I was a Jehovah's Witness, way back, I used to have lots of little icons and stuff like that. And stupid me, I threw them all away. They will not accept, you know, no... shamrocks or anything, lucky feet, you know, rabbit's feet, definitely not a cross, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, birthdays even.
They don't celebrate birthdays.
Why?
In the Bible, there's one of the Pharisees
right.
is having a birthday party.
Right.
And that's where that expression, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we shall die.
Uh-huh.
That's where that expression comes from. So, according to Jehovah's Witnesses...
Not Shakespeare?
No.
All right.
You ask me, I'm telling you.
Go for it.
And according to...
Tell it, girl.
According to Jehovah's Witnesses, because the Pharisees celebrated birthdays, it was evil because in the Bible, the Pharisees were the bad guys. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were the bad guys. So anything they did...
Both of them were bad?
Yeah. They were like the Jews or something.
Well, yeah, they were the... Yeah.
Yeah, so,
Jesus, yeah, because Jesus they didn't accept Jesus... And he was basically starting a whole religious movement that...
he wasn't really starting a new religious movement.
Well,
he was still started a Jew.
Around him, right.
But he was like the good guy.
He didn't follow their laws. And so they...
He did follow their laws. But, he was a Jew to the max.
But they're the ones who crucified. They're
I know,
ones...
but the whole story's all fucked up. I'm telling you from the Jehovah's Witness point of view.
Yeah.
He was a Jew to the max, the Last Supper, all that was, it was a Sabbath, it was all Jewish
stuff. So he was circumcised.
Everything.
Damn.
He was a Jew. all this Christian
shit.
He
wasn't circumcised in my fantasy.
And then, so they had the birthday celebration, and because they were celebrating the birthdays, it's not accepted because the bad guys, quote, bad guys celebrated birthdays.
That's so retarded. But you know what? Whatever. People like being Jehovah's Witnesses. They must be okay with that.
It works for them. I know people who, friends of mine, who were stone cold junkies, heroin addicts to the max.
Isn't that a song? Stone cold junkies.
And they went to Jehovah's Witnesses and it helped them. So if it does good,
well, that's good.
More power to them. Yeah. The only thing, like I said earlier, what I don't like about some of these religions is that they turn you into stupid. What are you talking about? Or a lot of time it breaks up a family because the wife wants to be a witness and the husband doesn't, so to break up a family. I don't like
that's
that.
That's like the landmark
but
foundation.
But if you want to be a Jehovah's Witness or Baptist or whatever and it helps you and it gives you a happier life, go for it. And a lot of people need to be told what to do. A lot of people can't live on their own, and they need rules. Some people need to be told, you can't do this, you can't do that.
There's nothing wrong with that, I guess.
No.
Some people just need it.
No. Look, my junky friends.
I need rules sometimes.
We all do.
I have to put rules on myself.
But some people can't. Some people need that structure, and then they have a very good support team, you know, they support each other, they help each other. They're just the real witnesses. They're good people. They really are.
Yeah.
But then, of course, you're going to run into the assholes.
Well, you know, to be honest, like, every time I talk to Jehovah's Witnesses who are, like, handing out literature, I don't have ever a bad interaction with them. I'm very respectful of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very upbeat and positive, and I'm open to what they have to say. And they're upbeat, too. I wouldn't say they're open. Because they're not.
No, they're not. I can't
but
say that.
They're upbeat and positive.
Yeah,
they're not.
Yeah.
They're not the worst creature out there.
I think they're nice people. I think they're, you know, and then they have these. What do they call them? They're like conventions. They have a word for it.
Stag parties.
They'll leave the place better than they first went in. They'll have these huge whatever they call it, like at Yankee Stadium.
Everyone should do that.
And
especially pagans.
Yeah, they're very respectful, and they try to make the world a better place. And all right, so they're a little misguided, but
that's funny. You know,
more
that's,
power to
that's
them.
A huge contradiction to like the Seventh-day Adventists, who believe that God will destroy this world in a ball of fire and recreate a new world. So I have seen people who study Seventh-day Adventist theology throw a 7-Up bottle or 7-Up, what do you call those, cup or whatever, on the sidewalk. Like I have a guy that I knew, a repressed homosexual, but I never pushed him on it, but he used to hang out with me a lot back in high school, by the name of William Walton.
Why are you giving out names?
Because. Man? I'm just going to do it.
because I want to.
And he...
Damn!
He,
birthday 6-6-56.
Because I'm upset because we were out walking one day, I was showing him the neighborhood where I lived.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to 7-Eleven, he got a Slurpee or a Big Gulp or whatever, and he threw it on the ground, and it offended me as an environmentalist, as a pagan, as a conscientious human being.
Yeah.
Why? And so I asked, why'd you throw that on the ground? And he said, God is going to destroy the... He started quoting scripture. God will destroy the earth in a ball of fire. This world is not permanent. The next world is the life that we strive for, yada, yada. So who cares about this world? I said, I care. I'm here.
I don't, when
other people are here.
Let God destroy it. Don't you help them.
That's
we don't a, need your
that's
help.
That's what I should have said. I should have
Do
said
that. Do you hear
that,
William?
Let God destroy what God wants to destroy. None of you Christians out there have any right doing God's...
He doesn't need... He
assuming
doesn't,
that you know what God should do.
He doesn't need your help. He'll do it, so I don't, you know...
Smack, you just got the smack down
see
to
that,
arm and kick
that's,
ass.
That's something that really bothers me, is how people abuse the environment and the earth and water.
Right.
You know, and sometimes I catch myself, shut the water. And I have to catch myself and tell myself, don't be such a nag, because it really irritates me to see people wasting electricity... or water, or anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing
you know,
that
and
we have
a,
to
and
remember...
A lot of, you know, well, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No.
I'm on
ahead.
A roll here. A lot of people say about using God's name in vain. Like, I say God damn it a lot. That's not using God's name in vain. To me, what is using God's name in vain is saying that you're a Christian, and you believe in God, and God is your Savior, and you're a phony hypocrite. That's using God's name in vain. So don't tell me about my goddammits or fuck yous or whatever. To me, that's not using God's name in vain. It really isn't. It's, you know, you're saying, oh, God's my savior. And meanwhile, you're destroying his earth, you know?
Right.
Well, her earth.
Her earth. Well, you know, yeah. Well, you know, paganism has taken the whole environmental thing to heart because we venerate the earth.
Yeah.
And we see this life as a beautiful thing and not something to be feared or something to escape from.
Right.
And so when we see people destroying the world, I think we have a little bit, I think, you know, let's be honest here. We're a little bit more realistic than some of the people who are influenced by certain Christian theologies.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that this is a world that we have to live in, our children have to live in. No one is going to show up and whisk us all away to some other planet or some other plane of existence.
Stay away from the Kool-Aid, folks.
Jim Jones.
No, that,
my parents,
I call them,
my parents
I call
showed
them Kool-Aid people.
Oh, my parents were.
Get out.
Listen, this I saw some fucked up shit when I was a kid. My parents believed in the Book of Revelation like it was real. And there
they
was,
took it literal.
There's so much creative energy from Christians was put into producing stories, very dramatic stories, and even now Kirk Cameron has this whole End of the World movie series that he's doing. But before Kirk Cameron, they were still doing this. They had records. My parents used to play us records about... They were like mock news broadcasts of the end. I was like
War
10,
of the World.
8 years old,
like War
7
the
years
kind of
old.
Thing.
But they'd gather around. It was so carry. They would light candles and like turn off the lights, at, you know, went on Halloween. And so we'd be scared of all the people celebrating Halloween because they were evil. And we wouldn't answer the door. We would just pray around a candle. It was really weird. So weird.
That's cool for an adult. If I wanted to do that, I think...
But your kids?
I don't think you,
but they scared us.
I know. That's the thing. A lot of people believe in their religion and they think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
But they don't know they're fucking up their kids' heads.
I know.
You know?
They made me so scared. It was like any day. Like, I never really thought that I was going to be one of the people to be taken up. I never believed it. I always knew that when the rapture came, for some reason, I was not going. So I got really scared when they would talk about planes falling out of the skies because the pilots are baptized and they're going to be pulled up by Christ. And all the sinners on the plane are going to go, and trucks are going to crash, and trains are going to derail, and buildings are going to catch on fire, and earthquakes are going to happen.
That's scary shit.
Listen.
And they were telling you this as a kid?
Yes, and then the Antichrist. The Antichrist. Is going to come, and he's going to assume power, and he's going to like make everyone take the mark of the beast, and you won't be able to eat or buy or shop or live or anything unless you accept the beast as the ruler. And if you want to accept the beast, that's it forever. You're going to hell.
I'm scared. Don't leave me.
This was the fairy tale that my parents told me when I was a child.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know. I take it as a fairy tale.
Yeah, but I would have been scared to death.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like the boogeyman, the pumpkin
shit.
Head, the banshee, the all Rumpelstiltskin, whatever, all that shit that parents tell their children to scare them for whatever reason, to teach them some kind of moral lesson.
No, it's bullshit. You know how my mother would scare me?
I don't want to know.
She would get a switch from the tree and she would beat me with it. That was it. All I had to do was see that switch, and I'm like, okay. Wow, I can't believe you went through all that. Shit.
I did.
Wow.
So, Mom, it's your fault.
Oh, stop. Oh, my God.
No, it's your fault that I'm a fabulous, open-minded, developed, evolved, spiritual, proactive person.
Yes.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you, Mom. I love you.
Thank you, Mrs. Lucky.
See, who knows God's design? It was God's plan to give me... I really believe that before I was born... First of all, I'll tell you... Can I tell you the story of my birth? I have a little mythology about how I came to Earth.
Okay.
All the fabulous gay people out there were... All the the radical fairies and the witches and all that stuff that was happening in the 70s were raising this really positive vibration, and I was attracted to that. My soul saw, wow, there's a lot of shit going down on Earth that I want to be a part of. I descended and was born into this, and there was celebration, and you know, not just about me, but like in general about life.
Well, that's true.
I was born into a time when things were very life affirmative and positive. And then AIDS came, and all those priests, the high priests of my spiritual gay brotherhood that I have on the astral level, they were all wiped out. So I was born into a world deprived of their influence. I should have met them when I was 5 years old. I should have been taken into that tribe when I was 5 years old and not left to the devices of my mother and the Christians. So I'm not advocating kidnapping children now.
Let's get that straight.
Let's get that straight. But I am saying that all of us now the mantle is passed on to me. I'm 31 years old, and I've seen a lot of other people in my age group now have really grown up and matured about this and are really embracing the importance of spreading a culture of acceptance, not just among the gays, but the gays. I sound like my aunt now.
The gays.
But everyone. But the gays are a good place to start because it's topical and people understand it now more than ever. It's a vocabulary word that people get. You talk about homosexuality, people pretty much have a position on it one way or another.
Right.
So that's a common ground that we can use as pagans to affect social change. I think right now pagans should be really behind all of this gay marriage. They should stand for gay marriage. They stand for equal rights. This is the battle now, and everyone here who wants to create a better world, this is the place to do it. At the same time, we have my tribe.
I just believe that it doesn't matter whether it's gay, straight.
Hold on. I gotta represent.
It has to be. Everybody should just love each other.
Just get along?
Yes, that's all it is.
It's true.
I'm not for gay marriages or straight marriages.
I'm
for people loving each other.
And people should be able to get married
that's
if they
it
want.
Is. If you want to get married, get married.
Yeah.
What's this separation crap,
it's
you know?
Bullshit.
And I think when you're talking, it has to do with where your Saturn is. That's a generational thing. People in your generation have a certain Saturn, and
well,
that's why consciousness is. Where's your Saturn?
Cancer.
All right, so you're into the home life and community, and
making children feel safe,
right, and all that, all motherhood.
Yeah.
So that's what that generation focuses on.
Our generation is focused now on the next generation of gay children. They should not grow up in homes that are abusive and fear them and ridicule them or kick them out onto the streets. And if parents do that, they should be arrested.
But no one should. It's not just gay.
You're right.
It's not just gay.
You're right.
I'm not saying that I'm against gay. That's not what I mean.
You're a lesbian.
You know that.
You said you're a lesbian at work.
I went that far.
You're right.
But what I'm
saying
is it has to be everyone.
Yeah, every child. Every child.
Black kids, Hispanic, gay. Every child should be safe. Every child should grow up in a safe environment. Every child should be happy. Your childhood, that's supposed to be the wonder years. What is this? You know, so
instead, you know, they're being ridiculed. Whatever it is. If you have, I don't know, just parents who have children, for one thing, that's where it starts. You know, I agree that the family is probably one of the most important social units in the world.
Yeah.
And that if things aren't right in the home and in the family, then
when you
go out, you act out all those things.
That's why
that are
you
going
have so
home.
Many scared adults. When this is my belief. I'm no psychiatrist, but this is just what I've observed. Okay?
But you're a Pisces there's and you're
my,
psychic. So.
There's my disclaimer.
Yeah.
I believe that when you're a child and you don't feel safe in your home, that you grow up to be a scared adult. You know, like a lot of people.
I'm scared. I'm scared of a lot of things.
Because look at the fear you were brought up with.
You
the rapture.
I'm outraged by the simple little things that frighten me. I can't believe that I'm scared by them.
Because those are old tapes. You know, like if you had a father that like stuck up for you when you were a kid, or that you would notice that he would be there for your mother, and somebody, the butcher tried to rip her off, I don't know, whatever.
Right.
He'd go over there, and what are you doing to my wife?
Right. That's awesome.
You grow up feeling protected. You grow up with that sense of security.
There's some justice in the world.
And you always feel that way. And that's why you see a lot of adults these days that are always afraid. They have to lock their doors 20 times. They're afraid to do this.
Not in Canada.
Maybe they have a different upbringing.
But in America.
I really believe that it has to do with how safe you felt when you were a child.
I agree.
I really believe
that. So that's very interesting now. So all of you people now who are between ages 30 and 32, probably. That's the Saturn is every 2.5 years.
Ten.
Right?
Yeah.
It moves through a sign. It takes 2.5 years.
It's like a generational.
No, it's not generational. It's just like every 2.5 years.
Yeah, but the people were born with that, where your Saturn is. That's where that group of people
focus on. We're
going to
upset the Jehovah's Witnesses now.
That's why you have all these people with Saturn in Scorpio. That's where all that terrorism and AIDS and all that crazy bullshit come from. That generation, I call it. That group of people is involved with that. That's why these people are of that age.
When was that? When did
like
Saturn enter Scorpio?
Something.
It was in the 80s, right?
Yeah. So now these people are growing up.
Also, you know.
Well, like the people with like Saturn and Leo.
Saturn's in Leo now.
Right.
Right
so,
now.
And that's like the me generation. It's all about me. It's all about, you know. And it's not generation. That's the word I'm using.
You mean just,
you know,
whatever.
But those people.
It's not a generation technically, but it's like people born within that 2 to 3 year
realm.
Period.
Yeah, that group of people.
You can check. You can do your natal chart at astro.com. Enter in your birth data, the time, the place, and the date. And you will find out where your sun, your ascendant, your moon. It's free. You should all do that anyway, because as we're talking about this stuff.
Your Saturn is, the lessons you're here to learn, Saturn is also a karmic planet, a planet of karma. But I'm getting off track here. So.
Not really, because I like this subject. I think Saturn is also about authority figures in some way, right?
Yeah, how you view authority.
So what's going on at the political
taskmaster.
Level, and what's going on there, and see how they're trying to stigmatize. When I look at George Bush, I think of a child. I see a child in a man's body.
I want to know what his childhood was like.
I'm sure it was very disturbing.
Why don't we get
look at who
chart.
His father was? You know, look at who his mother was.
Yeah, the
I'm
Quaker
sure
Oak
it was.
Guy.
I bet. I think, to be honest, I think George Bush probably, at his core, he's one of me. Like, he's like a real, I'm not saying he's gay or
witch. I kind of feel sorry
I'm
for
just saying
Bush
he
because
seems like he likes a guy who likes a fun time. He just wants things to be copacetic.
He probably wanted to be like some free-spirited, drunken guy hanging out, and he was forced to go into this political shit. I'll bet you there's a lot of stuff there.
I'm telling you, I think at his core, he's a sweetheart. And I think that's part of what got him elected, is people can see that. He is definitely a sweetheart. But,
listen,
I'm serious about this.
No,
at
he
his
probably
core,
is a nice guy, but he's in the wrong position.
He's behaving badly.
Right.
Let's just put it that
he's
way.
He's acting out.
He needs to go sit in the corner for a while.
He just doesn't know what he's doing. He's not presidential material.
He's really not. I mean, I didn't vote for him.
He's not a leader.
He shouldn't have been elected.
He doesn't have leadership qualities.
I would love it if he just, after he's done with his presidency, which will end, thankfully, in 2 years, he'll come out and say, you know,
I made a mistake.
He will never say you made a mistake, but like.
No, he'd say that he made a mistake.
Yeah, or just maybe like.
Running.
It wasn't the right job for him. He could be doing something so much better.
It really
isn't. He's got some other talent, and it's not being
president. He should be like a horse trainer or some bullshit like
that. Yeah, he would love it. He would love it. George Bush, don't run away from your dreams.
This is why.
Live your dreams.
This
quit
is
your
why
job.
It's important to
right
have
now.
A job
quit,
that you love.
Quit your job right now, George Bush.
There goes another one of my theories.
What?
If you have a job that you do, that you love, you will be happy, and so will the world, because now everything is copacetic.
Things fall into place.
Everybody's doing what they're supposed to do.
The plan.
You know?
The plan is happening.
Mm-hmm. It's like today, this is like a small example. I was telling you that we were moving stuff from our work.
Hold on.
Hey kids, it's Luckylicious, and it's like late at night now, and Carmen and I have been talking for so long. We decided that we had to break up this episode into two parts. This is our first official two-parter. It's so exciting. This conversation is great, and we continue it in Eat My Pagan Ass episode number 7, which, since it's already recorded, should get out there a little sooner than we have been doing. So look forward to that. And in the meantime, I'm going to play a really cool song by Iggy Pop, which I think is just very appropriate for the conversations we've been having tonight. So stay tuned, everyone, for the next episode. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to send your email to eatmypaganass@gmail.com. com. And check out our live journal at eatmypaganass.livejournal.com. And leave us a comment, a post. Send us, I think if you search for us on odeo.com, thanks to Kate, you can leave us a voice message, or you can also send a voice message to our Gmail. That's probably the best way to do it right now until we figure out the Odeo thing. Okay, all you fabulous hookers out there, this Luckylicious, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Well, I wish I was born a thousand years ago. And I wish that I sailed the darkened sea on a great big clipper ship, going from this land into that, in a sailor suit and cap, away from the big city. Where a man cannot be free of all the evils in this town, and of himself and those around, and I'm closing in on death, and I guess that I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know. Oh, Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not when the blood begins to
sins were covered. I said, Jesus died for somebody's sins were covered. I said, Jesus died for somebody's sins were covered.
Touch that needle.